Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you with the word from the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 8. It says, "See, I have placed before you, or set before you, an open door that no one can shut." Hallelujah. I have set before you an open door. My dear brothers and sisters, in seeking to know God's will, there are two things you should never do. Number one, when the door is closed, get impatient and force it open. Number two, to create your own door. To succeed and to have significance in what God has called you to do, follow the open door policy. And the Holy Bible describes it this way. "To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name." Verses 7 to 8 of the same chapter. Who does God open doors for? Firstly, people who have a little strength. So your mistakes don't disqualify you, as long as you're willing to learn from them. And your inadequacies don't limit God if you allow them to make you more dependent on Him. Amen. Secondly, people who have kept my word. The people God opens doors for are governed by this guiding principle. Whatever God's word says about it, that's what I'm going to think, believe, and do. If it is not on God's blueprint, don't build it. If it's not in God's recipe book, don't mix it in. Amen. Thirdly, people who have not denied my name. Hallelujah. Regardless of rejection or ridicule, these people speak boldly about the things they value most in life, including the relationship with Jesus. If you want God to open doors for you, live by these principles each and every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Thank you for this beautiful morning and a new day that you have created and added into our lives, the 26th of November, 2024. Oh Lord, we are so, so grateful to you. We thank you. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. You are a God who opens doors before us. When you open the door before us, no demon of hell and no power of man can shut it. Hallelujah. Abba Father, give us the grace to walk in our open doors that you open for us. Give us the grace that we will adopt to plan A that God has given us, and not look for plan B. Lord, because when you call, when you ordain, when you appoint, when you anoint, when you open, that is the perfect will of God that we can walk in. And therefore I pray that we will know your will and we will know your word, and we will do the work that the Lord has called us to in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Lord, today you are opening doors for us. Yes, we are under the open heavens of God, and you're opening doors for us. Lord, your word tells us you go before us, you level every mountain for us, you raise up every valley for us, you create an even path for us to walk on, you cut the gates of iron and bronze for us, and give us the hidden treasures of darkness and the riches that are stored in secret places. And therefore, we want to say thank you. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them. because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, oh Father. Lord, we take authority over every sickness, over every infirmity, and we cast it out, get out, and enter into that body again no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we want to say thank you for healing your people, oh God. Thank you for granting them robust health and strength. And we give you the praise for that. We give you all glory and all honor, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.